Today, we'd like to see the title of the seventh seal in the book of Revelation, chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. For online audiences, we suggest three questions. Question 1. In verse 1, when he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. What is the seventh seal? The first question, what is the seventh seal? Question 2. In verse 8, then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. What does the phrase of something like a great mountain burning with fire mean? Question 3. List the divine purposes of sounding trumpets in the Bible. The last question, list the divine purposes of sounding trumpets in the Bible. First of all, we want to see brief background of the book of Revelation. Chapter 1, past tense, before John, the disciple, write down the book of Revelation, coming from the Lord Jesus Christ through angels. Chapter 2 and chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, present tense. Present tense from the time when John the disciple wrote until now. Chapter 2 and chapter 3, present tense. From chapter 4 up to chapter 22, future tense. That events are not coming yet. Then we want to see in a little depth in the future tense happening over the book of Revelation. Chapter 4 and 5 occurs in heaven after the rapture of churches. Churches means the group of believers. So chapter 4 and chapter 5 talks about occurrence in heaven after the rapture of churches. Chapter 6 through chapter 18, the great tribulation occurrence on the earth. Chapter 6 to chapter 18, the occurrence of a great tribulation on the earth. Chapter 19, especially last part, Jesus' second coming on the earth. Chapter 19, Jesus' second coming on the earth. Chapter 20 talks about millennium kingdom, the kingdom to be reigned for 1,000 years, called as millennium kingdom. Chapter 21 and the last chapter 22, new heaven and earth, talks about eternal kingdom. So today we want to see the seventh seal. So seven seals, basically the six seals talk about in chapter 6. Chapter 6 talks about six seals. Number one seal, Antichrist coming. Number two, the second seal, the war judgment. Number three, famine judgment. Number four, seal, death's judgment. Number five, martyr judgment. Number six, cosmic catastrophe. So now, chapter 8, verse 1, when he means the Lord Jesus Christ, opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. Here, silence like a silence before a hurricane hit. So this silence is a kind of eerie silence. Silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So seventh seal means the seven trumpet judgment, or the seven trumpet destruction given by the Lord Jesus Christ. Only judge is the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 5, verse 22. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. So therefore, only the Lord Jesus Christ will become judge. Here, when he opened the seventh seal, when the Lord Jesus opened the seventh seal judgment, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw, or John the disciple saw, the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So seven angels received seven trumpet judgments, which are the seventh seal. Verse 3, then another angel having a golden censer came and stood on altar. He was given much incense, that he offered it with the prayer of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. In order to understand heavenly scene, we should understand the tabernacle on the earth, ordered by God to Moses, because tabernacle is a model of heavenly scene. So tabernacle, two part. One part is holy place. The other left hand side, holy of holies, or the most holy place. The separation between the holy place and the holy of holies place was a veil. So right hand side, the north part, they are bread, 12 warm bread. Then south side, there are seven candles. Then west side, a censer. Here talks about censer. Censer prepares the lightning incense, smoke of incense. But verse 3 said, smoke of incense is the prayers of all the saints. So incense, smoke of incense is a symbol of the prayers of all the saints. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Here, Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll or the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, or Jesus Christ, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. So incense, smoke of incense, is a symbol of the prayers of saints or of believers. So exactly like it, the prayers of all saints. Also here, seven angels who stand before God, like Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. So angels, spiritual servants to the Lord Jesus Christ. So chapter 4, the angels worshiping songs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Right here, seven angels received seven trumpets or seven trumpets judgment. First of all, and the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints, you know, together. The smoke of the incense is the symbol of the prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. So basically, angel threw the fire or fire of a coal to the earth. This one is disciple John saw the vision. So he saw the angel threw the fire of a coal from altar to the earth. And there were noises of thundering, lightnings, and an earthquake. Now, a lot of big noise come out after the half an hour. Big silence, then after the half an hour, big noises came out. Thundering, lightnings, and an earthquake. Verse 6, so the seven angels who were ready received the seven trumpets, who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Here, chapter 8, sounding the trumpet, what is the purpose of God? Here, in order to punish the unbelievers who reside on the earth. That's the purpose. We can see today, we see four trumpet judgments in chapter 8. First trumpet, ecological structure. Ecological struck. Verse 7. The first angel sounded the trumpet, and hail and fire followed. So hail and fire followed the first trumpet sounding, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees, or one third of the tree, were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. So many creatures were burned up. One third. So Jesus Christ, the Lord, Jesus Christ as a judge, is being punishing right now one of a third. Here, one of a third trees burned up, or green grass burned up, also with blood, you know, come out of heaven. So here, you know, vegetation, you know, struck in, you know, a judgment, or ecological struck judgment. Then second trumpet proceed. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire. Here, something like a great mountain burning with fire, which means John the disciple saw certain vision, but he described something like a great mountain burning with fire, which means it is not a great mountain burning with fire, but it is like a great mountain burning with fire. So King James Version translated as it were a great mountain of fire. So King James Version, it wasn't a great mountain of fire, but it was as it were a great mountain of fire. So disciple John saw vision, something like a great mountain burning with fire, was thrown into sea, and a third or one third of the sea became blurred, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and one third of the ships were destroyed. Here the seas struck, or seas punishment, seas judgment. Now, verse 10, the third trumpet. Then the third angel sounded the third trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. Basically, fresh water contaminated, so we could not drink it. The name of the star is Wormwood. The name Wormwood. Worm meaning insect, wood. So worm, biting wood, that kind of meaning, Wormwood. A third of the water, one third of the waters became Wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. So drinking water, fresh water, is contaminated. That's why no drinking water is there. So many people died. First trumpet, or the sky struck, the sky punishment. Verse 12, then the first angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck. So which means one over third of the lightness of the sun was lost. A third of the moon, one of a third of the moon lightness was lost. And a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe," or "Alas, alas, alas," to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels. So woe, woe, woe is the sound of a trumpet. Woe, 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 three trumpet sounds, who are about to sound. So here, this chapter 8, the sounding, God's purpose to declare God's judgment, so we can see. Also, another book of Numbers, chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, we see God's purpose to declare gathering people. That's why sounding. I am reading book of Numbers, chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work." Here, two silver trumpets. "You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movements of the camp." Here, God's purpose, calling people, calling the congregation, and for directing the movement of the camp. That's the purpose God asked Moses to make two silver trumpet. "When they blow, both of them, all the congregation shall gather, gathering purpose, before you at the door of the tabernacle of a meeting. But if they blow only one blow, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel shall gather to you. So one voice, you know, only leaders gather, two blows or two trumpets is gather all people. You know, that is a gathering purpose. You know. Also, number three, declare war. Declare war. Joshua chapter 6, verse 8, to destroy Jericho castle. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns, here ram's horns and trumpet, before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them, followed by armors. Then, you know, they circled seven times over the wall of Jericho castle. Then, you know, after seven times the circulation, they all together shouted, the Jericho castle wall, you know, fell down. The next divine purpose to declare a special day. Psalm chapter 81, verse 3. Psalm chapter 81, verse 3. Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon. Special day, new moon. Also at the full moon. Full moon, you should blow trumpet. On our solemn feast day, such as the day of trumpet. That time you should blow trumpet. The last one, the second coming, Jesus' second coming in heaven, not on earth, in heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then the alive will be caught up with the Lord. So let's see, you know, each question. Question one, in verse one, when he or Jesus opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. What is the seventh seal? The seven trumpets in verse 2. Seventh seal, the seventh seal means the seven trumpet judgment. Or the seventh seal includes seven trumpet judgments. Question 2 and verse 8. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. What does the phrase of something like a great mountain burning with fire mean? It wasn't a great mountain burning with fire, but was it like, was disciple John's vision like a great mountain burning with fire? In King James Version, it wasn't a great mountain of fire, but it was as it were a great mountain of fire. Last question. List the divine purposes of sounding trumpets in the Bible. This chapter, judgment. Number 2, gathering purpose. Number 3, declaring word for special day. The last one, Jesus' second coming in heaven. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Page 3, number 6. Then we'll pray all together with the Lord's Prayer.